Hello and welcome, glory to God, for He is good and His love endureth forever. I am so glad you are here. You are so special. And God wants to build you up and lead you towards the right direction. He wants to bring you out of darkness into His light, marvelous light, wonderful light. So, praise the Lord. My name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel so we're saving more souls, so we can say yes to Jesus forever. Amen. Do me a favor, throw that thumbs up, like button, let me know you are here, and type Jesus forever, for He is good. Welcome Justin, Katana, and Grace Plays. You guys are first to be here, so welcome and glory to God. We're going to be going into a deep dive into the Word of God today as a daily devotion, and it's going to be about loving others, and it's from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. And so we're going to have a deep reflection, and then a deep dive into this passage, and then some testimonies at the end where you can hear my story and be encouraged. And at the end, I want to bless you guys and be able to pray over each one of you guys. So stick to the end, because we know that God is working and He has good plans for each and every one of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm back in my little closet, and because my in-laws are here, so I'm just live streaming from here. And so I'm so glad that each one of you guys are here, Justin and every one of you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, for He is good. So let's read from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. It says, "Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, that they may be won over by, without words, by the behavior of their wives. And when they see the purity and reverence of your lives, your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair and wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self that matters, the unfading beauty of a Gentile and a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in the sight of God. For this is the way that holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to make themselves beautiful. They were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. You are her daughters if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. And husbands, in the same way, be considerate, Nick. Be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partners and heirs to you of this gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. And finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessings, because to this you were also called, that you may inherit a blessing from God, and you may inherit it. And so, for whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. And they must turn from evil and do good, and he must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Wow, this is a whole lot of things, and not everyone's going to like to hear this, but this is about being submissive to one another, respecting one another, loving one another. So let's pray and let's deep dive into the Word of God. Dear Lord, we thank you for your Word, and we pray that everyone here would be able to experience you, your power, your Word, your teachings, and that we would be able to walk in your ways. Father God, I thank you that you brought us together and that there's no mistake that each and everyone is here. And we pray that you would guide us, lead us in everything that we do. Lord, thank you. And in Jesus' name, amen. So, what reflection can you learn from this passage? Well, you're going to want to listen to this, because as you grow older, as you get married, as you build relationships with others, you'll want to be able to replicate the love that God has for you towards other people. There is a mutual respect. And if believers, they follow the ways of the world, then the woman might try to gain admiration and respect by focusing on physical beauty, outside beauty, by expensive jewelry and clothing. and the men might assert their dominance with little care for their wives, who had very few social or economic rights in the culture of that time. And Peter, instead, offers a countercultural word of mutual respect. Women can be witnesses of God, especially to unbelieving husbands, through their godly behaviors. And men can uplift their wives as fellow heirs in this society that treats them as the weaker and less important. And we also see the importance of God placing on such respect, since a lack of it can even hinder the efficiency of prayer. Wow. And we know that God, He wants you to live a life of prayer, live a life of respect, of love, live a life where a culture is following after His ways. Right, Katie? So we praise God for every opportunity to worship Him, to glorify Him in our interactions with others, in our ways with our company, in our work ethics, in our relationship with others. And so how do we reflect God? We reflect it through our relationships. If you have a spouse, then you want to respect them. You want to love them. You want to show God's love to them. Even when they don't believe in God, you still want to show God's unconditional love to them. But of course, this is not saying you can be abused. It's not saying that you can be just trampled over and beaten up. No, it's not. It's saying that when you walk in the ways of God and you walk in His wisdom, in His goodness, in His mercy, then you will have this patience that is like no other. You will have this love and care that is like no others. And so that's why we absolutely must have this mutual respect. And then, lo and behold, they will come to the Lord. Amen. So we got to love others as ourselves. And number one, we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind and our strength. We love God with all that we got. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's good. And so that was the first reflection. And the second reflection, you also want to hear this: to repay evil with blessings. The world says an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That means you pay and you do revenge, repay evil with evil, good with good. But that ain't how God operates. God operates through repaying, through His blessings, through His love, through His patience. And Peter, he quotes Psalm chapter 34 when describing the kind of blessings that come from turning away from evil and actively seeking goodness and peace within your life, seeking the Lord, the things above, not the earthly things. And when you are righteous, God's eyes are upon you, and He is listening carefully to your prayers. And when you do evil, however, His face is against you. And this Psalms especially points out the importance of keeping your tongues pure and righteous and away from evil. And you should not tell lies or use deceitful speech. The world repays evil with evil, insult with insult. But Peter talks about repaying evil with blessing. Responding with such blessing after someone did something evil to you is a powerful and spiritual act. And we and you are actually called to do this so that you yourselves might inherit the blessings of the Lord our God. Amen. Pray to the Lord. Hey, happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday. I see a lot of people saying, it's my birthday. But glory to God. Wow. Brilliant. So we can really learn from here how we have to love others just like God loved us. We must not repay evil with evil, but repay evil with God's love, His patience, His blessings. Amen. And so in this passage, you know, this world actually says gender equality, so no one has dominance over another. But in the passage, it actually says to, in verse 1 to 6, to submit to one another, to submit to husbands, to submit to wives. And it might be something really difficult for you to understand, but when you are submitted to another, you are respecting them, you're loving them, you're doing as God told you to do. And you're setting a godly example for unbelievers and winning unbelievers to Christ. Amen, Cammy. Hey, happy birthday. You're 7. Wow. Praise the Lord. Haha. And so You win lives to Christ. And as you submit to your own husband, then you're living a pure life. You're living a pure life. Not a life of weakness, but a life that is holy, set apart. You live a reverent and godly life. And you do not dress up to attract attention. Too many people are revealing so many different parts of their bodies, trying to gain attention, trying to gain people's love and admiration. And they're even styling it. But it ain't the way. God said you don't need that in order to gain beauty. True beauty does not come from the facial, does not come from the outward appearance. True beauty comes from within. And so, when you're walking faithfully in Christ, then you are beautiful. You are beautiful, Garrett. You are beautiful. And Niall, you're 10 years old. Happy birthday. Wow. So many birthdays. June babies. A lot of June babies. Plus baby Pan, he will be coming out in 2 weeks. So we have another June baby coming about. God bless you, Seth and Cammy. Praise the Lord. And then adorn and dress your heart with a gentle, quiet spirit, which is a great example of the holy woman. Great example of Sarah, the spiritual mother of believers. We can really see how when we walk in the ways of the Lord, we long to be obedient to Him. We know that it's tough to be walking in the ways of the world without any direction. But God gives you direction. God gives you everything that you need. Amen. And so true beauty comes from within. Know your worth. Know what God calls you. Amen. Because if you don't know who you are and how you're worth, then you're going to undervalue yourself. Then you're going to let people take advantage of you. But I don't think that we should do that. I believe that we let God control our lives. Let God be the head of our lives. Let God be the king of our lives. And then when you chase after God, people will see it and they'll be like, wow, His soul is so beautiful. And He will bring the right people into your life. Amen. Amen. And as we look into verse 7, it says, to understand your wives. Likewise, husband, live with them according to knowledge, according to understanding ways, as someone who is reasonable, and know that they are the weaker vessel, since she's a woman, and show her honor as fellow heirs of grace of life, so that your prayers will be heard and not be hindered. Amen. And so we're to live our lives with our wife. We're to live with them in understanding, in reason, knowing that they are people too, knowing that God has placed them in your life for a reason. And number 3 is to honor your wives as the weaker partner, as the joint heir of Christ. And the reason is because if you don't do it, then it will hinder, it will hurt your prayer life. So understand your wives. Husbands, boys, I see many of you guys are young. You got to understand your mothers, because eventually you're going to have another woman in your life and you're going to call her wife. But your mothers, if you don't know how to love your mother, then I bet you don't know how to love a wife in the future. And that's why you, for women there, just look at how the man treats his mother. That's how it'll reflect for you, how they will treat you. Yeah? Does that make sense? Yes, it does. Amen. Whew, God is good. And then from verse 8 to 9, it talks about living at peace with others. You don't want to be living in turmoil. You don't want to be living in ruin. You don't want to be living in a life that is full of disgrace, of sadness, of no peace. You want to live at peace with others. As the Bible said, that we should be of one mind, be in agreement, being in harmony, and we should be compassionate, so that we would understand where each and everyone is at in their life. Have this brotherly love. brotherly love is for both guys and women and girls. And so this brotherly love is for those who believe in him, in Jesus Christ, and accept him as their Lord and Savior. And then be tenderhearted, be humbled, courteous, and do not retaliate, but bless those who do evil against you. Can you believe it? When people do evil against you, normally you want to retaliate, do bad things against them. But by the grace of God, he says, don't retaliate. Instead, bless them. Do not react. Bless. Pray for them. Lead them towards God. And you will be rewarded. Amen. Wow. Praise the Lord. For he never lets us down. And when we're at verse 10 to 11, it talks about enjoying life and love. To stop your tongue. Your tongue, your mouth can run on and on and on. But stop it from speaking evil or profanity or deceitfully. Stop it. Don't lie to people. Because that's going to lead to a crumbling society. And then seek peace and pursue it. And know the source of life, which is the Lord himself. He is the source of life. He's the giver of life. And without him, I am nothing. So, we glorify God in everything that we do, knowing that he's got good plans for each one of you. Amen. Wow. Glory to God. So, let me pray for you guys, as we know that God wants a relationship with you. God wants you to build you up. He wants to lead you towards the right direction. But let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everyone here under the sound of my voice that are receiving your blessings, your promises. I would have given everything up for you. If we have $1 trillion or salvation in Christ, which one would you choose? Which one would you choose? Well, I would choose salvation in Christ. Because probably it gives you so much more option. So much more. And then it will not take away your eternal hope. Because you don't know what's going to happen during the summer. But by the grace of God, he set you free. He leads you towards the right direction. Amen. Amen. Yeah. When you lied, you know you lied. So it's time to repent and say, yes, Lord, you are so good. So let me pray first. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your teachings. I thank you for leading us towards the right direction. Father God, I pray that you would continue being with us in our hearts, with our stuff, with our own situations. Father God, we just depend on you. I depend on you, for you are good. God is always there, and he never lets you down. Praise the Lord. Well, he's always there. He's ready to receive you. He wants to give you good blessings. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And Father God, I pray that your power will continue resonating in everyone's hearts, that you allow them to be queens and kings of this universe, and also to be kings and queens where they are at, in their family. Yeah. Yeah, Lord. I pray that you give me good rest and allow everyone here also to get good night rest, good day sleep. And yes, Lord. And Lord, we commit our life to you, to reading your word, your Bible, to praying to you every day, and to let you, your work, be done through us. Use me, Lord, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Wow. Glory to God. Justin said, Jesus is my shield. Boy. Niall Pickard says, you are 100 out of 10. Glory to God. Rosa says, Jesus. Hey, great. Uncle Jimmy Miller says, Pastor Pan, my man, God bless you, sir. Amen. I say to you, for what word you spread today. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I am exhausted now. But I know he's got good plans for you guys. And so I'm going to answer some questions. You guys can have any questions. Let me know if you have any comments, questions. Your mom Uncle Jimmy Miller, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Niall, Picard, Justin, Rosa, God bless you in the name of Jesus. May he be with you relationally, mentally, physically. Amen. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, let's see. There is four questions. Number one question. You're going to want to listen carefully because this is applicable to you and also allows me to share my testimony with you. Praise the Lord. Number one, how does the world encourage you to gain respect? Yeah, the world encouraged me to gain respect at the beginning when he hung out with his girl. And they were free and free indeed. And so the world says freedom is when you can make your own choices. Freedom is when you can have your own country. Freedom is so many different things. So, that's not true freedom. Freedom, true freedom can only be found through Christ Jesus, who's the way, the truth, and the life. And so, I hope that this is helpful for you guys as we meditate on the Word of God together, that we are not here to follow the ways of the world, but here to represent the ways of the world. I know the Chinese, they came in, tried to take over many different things, but they failed to produce what NVIDIA was producing all along. And so, we know that the world discourages us. But how are the ways of Jesus different from the world? Well, you see, Jesus says, your worth is enough. I have made you clean. I have made you a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And then you can just trust in him, walk in his ways. Guys, I'm dozing off. But there's two more questions. What evils have you experienced lately? Man, I feel like the evils I experienced lately would be through my wife because she was just like, I dumped her down, but glory God. Yeah. Well, what evils have you experienced lately? Evils. I have. I was top honor school. Middle school. Wow. Am I mumbling, guys? God is so good. Hello, Carson. Niall. Okay, in what ways can you repay evil with blessings? Pray, pray, pray. Pray continually. Let God continue shining through your life. Amen. Repay good with evil. I mean, evil with good. Not good with evil. Repay good with good. Be thankful for it. Thank God for it. Amen. Amen. So a letter to God. Father, thank you for sending your son as a model of how to repay evil with blessings. May I follow his example, pursuing goodness and peace, and showing love and respect to all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Uncle Jimmy Miller, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Carson Corte, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. William Birch, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Niall Pickard, God bless you in Jesus' name. Hey, thank you guys for playing. Thank you for joining me in this daily devotion. I must rest now. Rest and rest. And then later on, I can catch up on my videos. But, amen. God bless you. Be with you. And keep on building your life on him. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Well, I know this was a shorter stream. Man, it's hard. But may God bless you. In Jesus' name. Pound it out for like. Pound it out for TikTok. Pound it out for all the other social media. YouTube and everything. Glory to God. Amen. Take care. God bless you all.